The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, the juice is loose, and hopefully you can hear this. Let's do it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on, hopefully, for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe, which you can barely hear. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, R-E-A-L, at Degenerates975, and of course at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Let's have some fun today. Can the people hear us, John? Or
no? Yep, they can get us on the app and on desktop on our website.
Great.
So I always feel weird about that. So
that means we're not reading commercials, right?
We'll figure it out.
Because I don't want to waste any good material.
Well, that's what we're doing anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. Once we get it back, it's still going to be. And we have no idea what happened this time either, do we? This is just a.
No.
It's not even a long story. It's just a story that no one knows.
Yeah, it happened about around 3:50, and I called AD, and he's working on it.
Oh, we're told. I'm getting texts that people can hear us.
On a radio?
Yeah. Can you guys clarify and let me know if it's on a radio so I don't drop an F-bomb or something? No, people say they can hear us.
Okay.
All right. Well, good. That was... All right. I'm going to reset, chill, serenity now. I have been doing really well.
What lasts longer, our signal working or OJ being free?
OJ. He'll last at least an hour.
Almost certain.
Yeah, 100%. It's like this is the first. I mean, you try to deal with it, right? Don't get too upset. Poor Jong's having to deal with it all the time with all the other shows. Today's the first time I almost just snapped. Enough, man, enough. No. But all right, we're cool, nice and relaxed. Damn, I need a beer. I mean, that would help.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
What's happening, Hoffman? Besides your hero. Your hero is out.
Daddy Juice is free.
How many people,
free at last.
How many people you think watch that damn thing? Because I was at lunch today, and it was on every TV.
I don't know. I don't know what the viewership was, but I bet it was pretty solid.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, it was big news today. People have been looking forward to this day.
Can you imagine what that trial would have been like in the Twitter world?
Oh.
If back in the day?
Man.
If it was this crazy today over a probation hearing, but he has not aged well in prison.
No, not Juice isn't looking his best.
So, what do you think is the first thing he does when he gets out?
Cellmate? Man, my guess is try out for the Jets.
He doesn't play quarterback, so I don't see that.
No, I don't know what he's going to do. I'm guessing. I'm guessing he will. He looks like he's excited about a good meal. That might be his favorite thing.
I tell you what, I don't know that he needs any more meals.
Well, listen, those are the people who are the most excited about their meals. Mm. So yeah, I don't know what he's going to get into, but hopefully it's all legal.
Yeah, I hope he stays out of. I don't know what else besides murder and stealing memorabilia he's into. I hope he stays out of it.
You mean you hope he doesn't steal anything else or murder anything
else? Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm hopeful that's the way he goes.
Did you guys hear some of the stuff that he said?
I didn't hear much from OJ himself today.
Yeah, I got two cuts. Hold on.
What do you got? Give me some daddy juice here.
In any event, I'm no danger to pull a gun on anybody. You know, I never have in my life. I've never been accused of it in my life. Nobody's ever accused me of pulling any weapon on them. And Bruce knows that I would never do that. I never have. Well, as I said, the alternative to violence courses, I've always thought I've been pretty good with people, and I've basically spent a conflict-free life. You know, I'm not a guy that ever got into fights on the street and with the public and everybody.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, so
he's never pulled a weapon on anybody.
Well, no one who's talking about it. That's why once you cut someone's head all the way off, usually they don't tell the tale.
Right. Right.
And did you guys see the guy?
Allegedly.
And you see the guy that was questioning him? I guess he was on a panel. What tie he was wearing? He was wearing a damn Kansas City Chiefs tie.
That was very strange. I don't know what was going on with that. But whatever. I mean, I guess everyone can dress the way they want. Yeah. It's your big day in the sun.
Well, not quite in the sun. He's not there yet.
No, I meant that.
Oh, that guy? Yeah. It's his day. You know.
Nobody's ever.
No parole guy has ever said, oh man, I get to be on TV today.
Never gotten that much.
Everybody's going to see me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. It's a lot of stuff to get to today, but Juices, that's kind of a big deal. I bet he gets a talk show or something. Somebody will pay him a bunch of money to do something.
Maybe. Although I don't know. He may want to just if I were him, I'd just lay low.
Well, make sure you lock up your memorabilia.
I mean, unless he can get some money for it, and sometimes those talk shows will give you some money to talk to him. Yeah. But that's what he should be looking for.
Go do the Oprah tour and get a little money in your pocket, and then don't go anywhere. That's what I would do. I would lock myself at home if this were me and I were getting out, and I had a little money. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying
in my house.
I don't know
that he's got a little money anymore.
Well, if he doesn't, then you better go do a movie thing or something where you can get a, sell your movie rights to you stealing memorabilia. I don't know. Do something.
I think the good news is OJ can finally get back to his real passion in life, which is searching for the real killer. I mean, I think that's the.
I think that's a great idea.
Thank God he's out because I don't know of any. I think people were thinking of this as a cold case, and now Detective OJ is back on the job. It's good news.
Go back to looking for him on the golf course, right?
Yes, he's going to find that bastard, and he's gonna bring him down.
Yeah, and then he'll have money again because that lawsuit he lost.
He'll be a hero.
Yeah, he'll be able to get the money back.
Yep. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to find that guy, and I think OJ is the right man for the job.
Unfortunately, Norberg is no longer. I mean, Frank Drebin's dead.
Yeah,
you can't go back to that.
I think. I believe that there could be some sort of OJ Kardashian relationship in the works.
Really? Which one?
I don't know. One of them.
Caitlin?
That may be the leader in the clubhouse. That, from reports we've read, that may be what he's into these days.
Well.
Can you imagine if OJ Simpson and Caitlyn Jenner had sex?
No, I can't imagine.
Yeah,
that
would
I don't
be
want that
so
in my head.
Amazing. That's like the grossest sex tape ever, but I would watch it just to see.
I mean,
there's like nothing I can think of that would be worse than that, but I'd have to see.
I would probably have to have a puke bucket next to me, but I would watch it. Yeah, it's one of those things, man. And that would be a reality show. That's where he'd make all his money.
That would work.
Okay, we've got you a deal, OJ. I want 10%. Someone who spent almost 3 years in prison. It's hard to say what you're looking forward to more: vagina or a good meal.
Yeah, I don't know. OJ looks like he's more looking. And like I said, from everything we've read about OJ, he may be past his vagina days.
Who knows? Maybe.
Can you believe it was 9 years?
9 years.
He's 70 years old. That's one of the reasons why they were thinking, okay, we probably let him out because he's 70. 281, maybe he'll take a stab at marriage again.
No.
Yeah, somebody brings up a point. I think he gets $2 million from the NFL that nobody can touch. So he's got that.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long do you think that lasts? I mean, he probably owes some lawyer bills.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. But the rest of it goes to the Goldmans.
Yeah.
But, 713.
Good for Juice, I say.
Yeah.
He served his time.
A32 says I'd watch that before I'd watch Mayweather McGregor.
I mean, we know.
Yeah,
the outcome is less predictable in the.
We don't know how that's going to turn out.
Caitlin sex tape,
and you know, we don't know who's the better fighter there. We really don't. That one, that's kind of a wide open deal.
Who would win if those two had a wrestling match right now? Caitlin or OJ?
I think I'd go with Caitlin.
Who's physically stronger today?
I'd say Caitlin.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
She's been able to work out a lot more, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and OJ looks like hell.
Yeah, he's let himself go. Speaking of the Mayweather-McGregor thing, did you see Vegas expects betting to be, quote, bigger than the Super Bowl?
I saw it. Might get close.
I mean, I'm amazed. Kevin Bradley, who's a manager of Bovada, said the amount of wagers placed on that could surpass... Okay, so 410. We didn't even make it to the end of the first
segment.
Sorry. You're on a one-a-day pace this week, too.
I have been going heavy this week.
I don't think he did it Tuesday. I know you did Monday and yesterday and today.
Okay.
But you know what?
Yeah, don't try to...
Have you noticed it usually does... If it doesn't happen by 5 o'clock, we're usually safe.
Yeah.
Occasionally, he gets into the 5 o'clock hour, but most of the time...
Because I don't drink anything on the air.
Yeah, yesterday was at 5:07, Monday was at 4:24, and today was at 4:10.
Okay, so you did miss a day.
That was maybe the strongest one of the week.
Yeah, that one was pretty... That came in loud and clear and bold.
No, probably not. I mean, it was probably on dead air, but...
No, everybody can hear us. They're tweeting and texting us to let us know that they can hear us. So, but yeah, he says, we knew this fight would be big, potentially even bigger than the Super Bowl, but now we're almost certain it will be, Bradley told Yahoo Sports. The recent trash talking and promotional tour is only encouraging bets, and at this rate, we cannot even imagine how much we will take on it.
I'm trying to think. This is, if somehow Conor McGregor wins that fight, it could bankrupt Vegas, is the way it sounds. I mean, it could get a lot of people fired, at least.
Yeah, I think, well, think about what you just said. If McGregor somehow wins that fight. If I bet it, I'm going to bet on Mayweather. I'm going to wait till the number comes down even more because it just keeps coming down. So I'm going to get in late and try to get the best price I can. But, yeah, and I admit that does appeal to me because I just feel like that's as close to a sure thing as you can get is betting on Mayweather here. But that doesn't mean – it doesn't mean that something weird can't happen. But I'll feel pretty good about that bet. Anyone have OJ in the death pool?
I don't think so. Hmm. I mean, it's possible, though. Jong, you have everybody's list, right?
Yeah, I got to go check. I'll check it.
Do you think that, do you think OJ's life expectancy is greater or lower now that he's out of prison? Or he will be out of prison.
Lower.
I think so.
Yeah, I think in prison, especially when he became Daddy Juice and he had his crew.
He had protection.
Yeah, I think he was safe. But now that he's out, I mean, who knows? He may run into some crazed golfer who hits him over the head. There's all kinds of things that could happen to him. I would feel better about him staying alive, being in. Two guys that I have to have on my list next year, him and George R.R. Martin.
Okay.
And to me, those are a must.
Okay. One guy.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe too late to have this guy on the list.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that on the other side.
He seemed like he was fighting a lot of demons.
Well, listen, man. These dudes, and this is why, man, I feel anybody who is like a child molester or anything like that, I think it messes up these kids all the way through adulthood. I think those guys should go to prison forever. I think it's essentially murder.
And Linkin Park was, I think this is what the, in the last couple of years, this is the first one that's really, really hit me because I grew up with Linkin Park and they came out when I was in high school and I love Linkin Park. But
yeah, I've got some, I've actually got a couple Linkin Park stories. I saw Linkin Park before they were famous handing out demo tapes at a concert. And I mean, I was a fan, but I was also like sort of cautiously a fan because I learned a lot about their about how their music was made. But
yeah, I think Fred told me about how they made music, and I was kind of like, oh man.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back, though. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
All right, guys, got to tell you about ManCenters. Whatever your man-related issues, ManCenters is the answer to it. Maybe you want to get yourself checked out before you start to feel any sort of real pain or something like that. That's the right way to do it. Prevention is the key for all these things. Easy annual checkups, they do it. They help you lead a better, more fulfilling life. Maybe you're just feeling unmotivated. Maybe you're sluggish. Maybe you're just tired at work. You need a lot of coffee to get you through the day. Well, maybe you're just out of energy. Your testosterone could be low. It's natural for men to go through this. ManCenters helps regain your natural testosterone production. Their comprehensive evaluation will determine the cause of your decreased testosterone and identify the best treatment for you. It's not about testosterone injections. ManCenters, they focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. It's going to help with everything from sexual performance to if you're into athletics, it's going to help you there. It's going to help you with motivation at your job. It's going to help you sleep. Give them a call at ManCenters, 832-358-8600, or go to ManCenters.com. They now have a location open in Pearland, as well as the one here on I-10. That's ManCenters. Women have OBGYNs. Men have ManCenters.
The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You know what I love about this song? It's just like every relationship you're ever in, at some point you feel like this. You know, it speaks to you. You get so numb.
Yeah. I'll say this: they had some really catchy songs. They had some really good songs,
some good melodies too.
Yeah, they came around. They started up at the end of sort of the rap rock,
right,
mesh era of the late '90s and early 2000s when Limp Bizkit was like. It was a time when Limp Bizkit was the biggest band in the world.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think that, but that's actually true.
But Limp Bizkit was Nickelback before Nickelback.
I mean, yeah.
Like everybody, they were huge, and nobody wanted to admit to being a Limp Bizkit fan. But,
I think they're different because at the time, people didn't have a problem saying they were Limp Bizkit fans.
Yeah.
Now, people like to pretend like they weren't.
Yeah, that they never did listen to them.
But they're lying.
Yeah, because everybody did. Like, people are lying about Nickelback now.
But the Linkin Park came around right as that sort of genre was fading out, and it made me think, well, they're not going to last long because this kind of music's going away,
kind of tail end of things.
But they built a full career off of that, and it they didn't do it quite the same. It was a lot of more of an electronic type sound that they were going with instead of like a metal with the rapping over it. And they rapped. They have a rapper in that band, and he's good, and he's done side projects that are good too. But when I was going to school, they used Linkin Park as one of the examples, like when I was at music school, on how to use Pro Tools and how basically the guys in Linkin Park, they would tell me, weren't all that talented of musicians. But Pro Tools can make anybody sound really great.
Yeah.
And they would piece together what sounded like junk, and they would show us how powerful this machine was. And this was like sort of the early stages of Pro Tools, like in the early 2000s, before everyone had it on their laptop, and you don't need a studio to produce an album now that you've got Pro Tools. But they were some of the first guys to really use Pro Tools to put together an album and they were smart enough to have a DJ in their band, which covers up for anything that you can't do live, you know, as far as music goes. Like if you can't perform your song, you know, live, it's nice to have a DJ there who can put a backing track up and no one's the wiser.
Yeah.
But but I mean, I don't want to take anything away from them. They were good bands, some good songs written.
Yeah.
I like those guys. It didn't affect me the way that the Chris Cornell thing did.
No, the Cornell thing hit me pretty hard too.
Or like Scott Weiland. I don't get worked up about celebrities dying, but I remember when Scott Weiland died, I almost cried.
Cornell hit me hard because he was my age, and I just think he had the best voice.
It was very good
of anybody of the last 20 years.
Well, those two guys were close, yeah. And you know, I don't think it's coincidence that today's Chris Cornell's birthday, yeah. And those guys are really close, and that Chester Bennington hung himself the same way that Chris Cornell did. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think it's sort of planned out, but it also, and you know, like we were talking about in the last segment, that dude had a lot of problems, and he had a really rough childhood growing up, and wasn't he never really recovered from it.
And a lot of people don't, man. That's kind of what you were saying. People who abuse children should be, they're the worst. They're the worst because, you know, so many. I mean, people have to live with that for the rest of their lives, and some people can't. And I can't even understand how difficult it would be.
And I'll also say, all those problems that he had growing up, I mean, that's part of what made his music so good.
Yeah.
You know, and that's sort of the double-edged sword to it. Billy Corgan's another guy who was abused as a kid, and he found a way to turn that into him being basically a genius. I mean, it's what it boils down to. But you could hear a lot of that hurt in his music. And the thing that bums me out is that dude had five kids. And
I think he had six.
Maybe it was six.
I think he had six.
I think he had five kids, and then
six kids from two wives.
His niece is one of, like, he raises his niece as his own, which I think that may be where I got five. But that's hardcore to leave behind all those kids. And, you know, I'm not in his shoes, so I don't know. But it's a really sad story for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, I it's too damn young, man. And it's just, I get, sometimes things get too hard to live with, but, you know, there's just nothing positive about it. And I don't understand. I've always said if I ever commit suicide, then you better call the cops and have them start investigating, because it's not in my DNA that I could ever do it.
Yeah.
So I don't understand when people hurt enough to do things like that, but I know it happens because, and some of the genius that it takes to be a great artist, it can be, you know, that can take a toll on you too. I mean, it sounds silly, but a lot of people who are great artists have a lot of depression problems. I mean, it does make their music great because they put it into it, but it also affects you. So, yeah, I very disappointing news. So
for sure.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. And getting back to the music thing. Yeah. I'm kind of with you on that. For the longest time, I reacted to almost anybody who was not playing their own music is what it amounts to. And then because that's the era I grew up in, was everybody played instruments. We didn't even like using friggin' synthesizers.
You know? Right.
And so I reacted to that a little bit. But then after a few years, I'd go to concerts and there'd be a guy and a guitar and a singer, and everything else is, you know, drum tracks and stuff like this. It's basically glorified karaoke. And that bothered the hell out of me for a few years. And I finally got, well, you know what? They sound good. I'm enjoying the music. What the hell?
Right.
So it doesn't really, you know, not anymore, because everybody does it. But
I wonder, like, and obviously, you know, dude had drug issues and had his own personal demons. But that last album that they put out, which is just like maybe 2 months ago, was pretty much widely crapped on,
yeah,
by critics and by fans. Like, apparently I haven't heard it, so I don't know.
I've heard a couple tracks, and
I've heard just nothing good
but
about
it's not something that you'd say, oh wow, I need to go listen to the rest of this album. It's like, ugh.
Yeah. And I mean because I don't remember any of their music really being frowned upon before. Like, nobody you know, I don't think anybody was looking at them like they were the Stones or anything.
No,
but I mean,
but they never,
for the most part, they had commercial success, and they, you know, they
and I think pretty solid critical response most of the time.
Yeah.
361 said Robin Williams is the only one that got to me. That one got to me. David Bowie got to me, and Chris Cornell got to me. Yeah. Those were the three, even though they're different eras. And the Bowie one was more just because I felt really weird about that one for a lot of reasons. But when he put out that video, and I'm watching that video, go, man, this guy looks like he's half dead. And then a couple days later, he dies. I'm like, I didn't know he had cancer. That one got to me a little bit too.
Yeah, every once in a while, it hits me. Like if it's somebody, like it, mostly when, you know, something that they did or something that they, you know, that they sang or whatever, like hits me about childhood and brings back memories.
Yeah, like, yeah, and that's what Bowie was for me. And some of, you know, especially some of his songs were things that I grew up listening to, and it takes you back to that. And that's what great music does, right? So it's kind of fun. You know, I've been talking about that Guns N' Roses channel. Even listen to some of their influences, it takes me back to when I was in high school or when I was in college or even when I was very small and listening to music. And it brings back really good memories and things like that. And that's what great music's supposed to do. It's supposed to give you a few minutes of an escape. And it's why I always listen to music before the show, so I can get pumped up, or I get into that rather than hearing a talking head do what we do.
Yep. All right, guys, got to tell you about Dirt Free. Summer means a lot of foot traffic coming through your house. It's a great time to get your carpets and tile floors cleaned with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Get the summer special. For a limited time only, Dirt Free will clean a room of carpet for free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. It's a free room with a speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet, it can be tile, it doesn't matter. Don't miss out on this. The other carpet cleaning companies, they leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
It's just too much pressure to take.
I felt this way before.
So insecure.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Happy Thursday. All right, can I do a positive thing and then we'll take some phone calls?
Sure.
When you think about in life, there's always these little moments that there's a lot of stuff that I love, but like, for instance, flopping the stone nuts and then having somebody bet into you. That's a good moment in life,
feels
right?
Good.
Yeah. You know, hearing a great song that gets you pumped up. Seeing a sporting event that just makes you go, wow. You know, there's, you know,
what about that moment on True Detective season one where the chick took her shirt off on the couch?
Yes.
That was one of those moments where you're like, man, life's not bad, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny because and you take for granted a lot of times because we have pretty damn good lives doing what we do. Take things for granted, but it's just, you know, if you're a parent, every now and then there's just these moments where you just say, you know what? I'm glad I had a kid. And I'm sure you get that all the time, especially with your son playing baseball. I'm sure there's times where you just, you know, he gets a hit or something and you see his face light up and you get all happy. Just hanging out with my daughter last night, making fun of a movie and eating pizza.
Yeah.
It's just cool. It's one of those things that, you know, because I get to see her a lot, just not as much as I'd like. Same thing with my son. But they just spend some time and sit there, and I was making Morpheus jokes during this movie when he showed up on it, and going back and forth, just, you know, there's a lot of things that sometimes you just have to stop and say, you know what, this is a cool moment and these are cool things in life. And so they see that's a positive. And ironically enough, we were listening to Linkin Park on the way home. yesterday. So I don't know that it makes you think of these things. That's music. I mean, I love music so much for a lot of reasons, even because a lot of times it encapsulates how you feel. A lot of times, and you were talking about Limp Bizkit. When I worked at my last few months of the Chronicle, I was so freaking miserable. I had to listen to Break stuff to get motivated to go to work. And so that it's funny. I haven't listened to that song since, except for when Jong's played it. But that's how I felt every single day dealing with those a-holes. So that's what I'd listen to. And I just love freaking music, and it helps when I'm trying to write. I like to listen to music when I'm anytime I go for a run or a bike ride. I always have something on, and even if it's just in the background. And keep losing artists, and it sucks.
Man, I randomly thought about where Linkin Park ranked. Like I would say they've made music in the 2010s, but I think, like, if you said what decade was Linkin Park at their best, it's the 2000s, 2000 to 2009.
Yeah, I would say that's...
I found a list of the top-selling artists from 2000 to 2009, so for the decade. And number 8, Linkin Park.
Wow.
21.125 million albums. They are the number 2 rock group of that decade, only behind the Beatles.
Wow.
The band's 2000 debut album, Hybrid Theory, is its bestseller. It sold 9.6 million copies. And, of course, this was written in 2009.
Right.
So, I'm guessing it's well over 10 million copies by now.
And there'll be a bunch more after
today. Yeah, there'll be a bunch more after today. But, yeah, they were a big, big act in those days. Man, it's something... Number 1 from 2000 to 2009 was Eminem. It wasn't really even close. 31.127 million. The Beatles were second, 27.6 million.
It's still amazing, isn't it, that the Beatles are still on that list?
It's pretty wild. Well, you got to remember, in 2000, they put out that compilation album.
Oh, yeah, that had
One,
the, and
all
the two new songs,
hits. And it's their biggest selling album ever, and it came out that decade. Tim McGraw was number 3 that decade. Toby Keith was number 4. Britney Spears was number 5. Kenny Chesney, number 6. Nelly, 7. Linkin Park, 8. Creed, 9. Jay-Z, 10. Nickelback, 11. Josh Groban, 12. Rascal Flatts, 13. Metallica, 14.
That's a lot of country on that list.
Yeah. Well, country was a big seller back then.
Yeah.
I guess it still is.
Yeah.
Alan Jackson, 15. NSYNC, 16. The Dixie Chicks, 17. Johnny Cash, 18. Kid Rock, 19. Celine Dion, 20. So,
that's pretty damn good.
It kind of lets you know how big Linkin Park was.
And if you're second to the Beatles among rock bands, you're really...
Yeah.
That's the best of the rock bands of that decade. So it's pretty amazing. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Jason, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports.
Hey, first of all, this isn't really on my topic, but Fred, what you were saying earlier, I totally understand where you're coming from. And, done those tests where you're like, what type of learner are you, auditory, visual? I'm an auditory learner, and everything connects me back to music. So if I hear a song, I remember exactly what I was doing when I listened to this song for the first time. It's weird, but anyway, I totally understand where you're coming from. So, but my comment was on, and you may have to take this into the next segment, but what are the rumors you're hearing with the Astros? Like, what are you buying? What are you selling with that? Just talk a little baseball. I know there's a whole bunch of rumors flying around, but just kind of wanted to pick y'all's brains on that and see what y'all thought. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, the name that I keep seeing the most of is Sonny Gray, but there's also a lot of teams that are in on him now. And we talked about Justin Verlander earlier. Well, the Brewers being buyers right now is a little problematic for the Astros because they've got some really good prospects too, and they're interested in some of the same guys. So I still think the Sonny Gray thing would be the most likely. It's just I don't know what the price is going to be, and I guarantee you they'll add something. If they can add another starter, they'll add a bullpen arm, but it's going to come down to how much are you really willing to give up. And does Sonny Gray make you does that make you the favorite to win the World Series? That's the first question I would ask. I don't know. It certainly helps. But how much are you willing to give up there?
I saw also the Astros are still in the Verlander market. And
that's the name I'm most intrigued by, but it's easy for me to spend that money.
And here's the other thing. And, you know, we've talked about Verlander previously, we've said that could be a situation where the Astros don't have to give up top prospects. They would just have to take on his money.
You give up a Preston Tucker type on the money.
What you could do is you could give up a top prospect as well, and the Tigers take a chunk of that money off your books.
Right.
That's the other alternative.
But you're not talking about one of your top prospects, so I think you could just trade them an 8, 9, or 10 prospect and be fine.
Maybe, but I'm saying if you trade them a better prospect, the more money they could be willing to eat off of that deal, so that kind of gives you some flexibility as far as ownership goes. The other thing the Tigers have is Justin Wilson, who's a left-handed reliever, which obviously at this time of year everyone covets.
Right.
And he's been made available, but he
I think also he, he's actually going to pull a couple of prospects though, so that one's going to cost you even if you want to get him in as a throw-in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a hot commodity.
Yeah, it sounds weird that he might have more value than Justin Verlander.
It's because he doesn't come with a gigantic contract.
Right.
But I mean, if you find a way to get both those guys, but the Brewers also in on Justin Wilson, which, by the way, almost every contending team is looking for solid left-handed bullpen guys, and Justin Wilson seems to be the most solid one available. So it's no surprise that all these teams are being mentioned. But I still think that it's likely the Astros get somebody. I just don't know. I don't have a good feel for who it is.
713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And it's funny, somebody says, I'm at my last crappy job, I'd listen to metal because it helped my frustration and anger I had with my bosses. Now I'm at a great company and always listen to lighter, more positive music. So that's the thing. I was talking to somebody today. I was so miserable at the end of my career there that was the only way I could get through the day was listening to music. I'll give you a little insight into something. For people who want to write, it's very similar to music. If you want to be a great writer, you've got to write with a cadence, with a pace. You have to think musically. And most of the best writers, if you go in and read what they do, it reads like poetry in a way. And poetry is music. And there's a beat to it and a cadence, and they know when to stop and when to get going again. And they're very, very similar things. So if you're really in tune with music, it'll help your writing, for those of you who want to be great writers. Just humble suggestion. And, guys, right now I got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. You know who else has a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers? A.J. Hoffman.
I do.
Barry Laminack has one.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He loves it.
Good for him.
I have two. I love Texas Mattress Makers. And I'll tell you what, there's no reason for you to get a mattress anywhere else, because here's what they do. They make the mattresses right there. And right now it's hot outside, right? You want a cool sleep? That's what those pocketed quad coil systems do for Texas Mattress Makers. They allow air to flow through the bed, gives you a cooler sleep surface. And who doesn't want that, right? I mean, especially now. I was looking at my car, and it was like 102 when I was coming in here. Well, you can sleep cool. And right now, the Paris and London beds are for you. Cooler, eco-friendly, and starting as low as $788. Plus, huge saving on children's and guest beds. Quality twin sets starting as low as $240. All American made, right there at the factory, sold directly to you. If you go to a retail store, you might even be buying a bed that they've already made and the price is all marked up. Well, why don't you go right to the source, get custom fitted. They're going to ask you how you want to sleep, not how much money you want to spend. And they're going to put you on a bed that you are going to love. And if you don't, they're going to make it right. And right now, back to school, how about this? Twin sets starting at $199, full-size beds for your guests or mother-in-law, only $212. And these are while supplies last. Go check them out, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. And I got to tell you, Yuval and the gang over there and Rachel and Lax, all of them, great people who not only want to put you on a great mattress, but they do terrific things in the community. And that's why I love doing business with Texas Mattress Makers. Every mattress I get the rest of my life is going to come from there. 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
Why is everything so heavy? More than I can carry. I keep dragging around what's bringing me down. If I just let go, I'd be set free. Holding on. Why is everything so heavy?
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, can I throw a little shout out here to the firefighters? They got 32,000 signatures.
Nice.
For that we talked about last week. And
Is that enough?
Yeah, they needed 21. Well, they need 21,000 official ones, and you know some people are BSing, so some of those won't be legitimate signatures. But they turned in 32,000, over 32,000.
Very good.
So, for those of you who listened to the show and supported that, thank you for doing that. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Nick said, trade Preston Tucker to the Tigers, he'll go beast mode out of nowhere like J.D. Martinez did. But that was a different situation because the Astros just released J.D. Martinez.
They just gave up on him.
And it was mostly – I guess it was sort of performance related because he was – I mean, he was like a his time with the Astros, he was a career 250 hitter.
Right.
Which isn't great.
And to be fair, he was here when there was nothing.
And that's why they got rid of him, because instead of paying J.D. Martinez to be here and be average, they went in 2014 with like a L.J. Hose, Robbie Grossman, Mark Krause outfield. I mean, it was ugly.
It's easy to forget just how pathetic they were.
So that's a different situation because they basically gave up on J.D. Martinez as a player, and the Tigers turned him into something. And that, kudos to the Tigers for having the coaching staff that got the most out of J.D. Martinez. But at least if you trade him, if you trade anybody, Tucker or anybody else, to the Tigers, and you get back Verlander and Justin Wilson – at least you're getting something back.
Yeah.
And you don't just look like you've got egg on your face because you said, oh, this guy can't play for us. We're the worst team in baseball, and he can't play for us. And then he turns into a multiple-time all-star.
Yeah, if Tucker turns into a monster there, so what? Where is he going to get any time on this roster? Plus, you've got other outfielders behind him, including his little brother, that you think are going to be
better.
Yeah. So... 713.
That's the thing, though. Everybody wants to keep everybody.
Yeah, you can't do that. Now, and I think Verlander, in the Verlander deal, if you can make it happen, I think you can keep your core prospects that everybody's so in love with and still fill a big need. And Dustin said, not sure 2017 Verlander is better than 2017 Lance McCullers. Well, let's
get... In the playoffs, who do you trust more?
And let's put Verlander on this team where he's getting some ridiculous run support. It makes his job easier. It's not just that... if you're going out there and pitching and knowing that you've got to hold a team to two runs, you're pitching that way. If you go out there knowing your team's going to put up five runs in an inning, then it makes it easier. You can take more chances. You can throw more strikes. And he'll have better numbers. I guarantee you, I'll bet Jong's life right now, Justin Verlander would have better numbers if he's pitching in Houston than what he's got in Detroit now.
I think you're right. And, you know, when people talk about the trading the top prospects, I think the people that people or the players that fans want to protect at this point are Kyle Tucker and Derek Fisher, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of love for Martez too, but I'm...
Well, but he's on the roster now.
Yeah.
He's almost like a part of the team now. David Paulino was part of the team and was not ready.
Right. And that's... We see that a lot with prospects. And I don't know how ready Martez is either. I like the stuff he has, but I think you're looking at a year or two before he's what you think he might be. So get a, to me.
And honestly, the guy whose name, but at least the position player whose name I hear the most besides Kyle Tucker and Derek Fisher is Teoscar Hernandez. They all play the outfield. Like, I mean, why are you so unwilling to move any of those guys? Everyone's so scared that one of those guys is going to turn into a player somewhere else.
But that's...
You can't use all those guys.
No, no. And it's...
You're like the 76ers drafting a new center every year.
You're pretty stacked in the outfield and with outfield prospects. So, yeah. I mean, that's where you trade a strength.
So, if Kyle Tucker goes away or Derek Fisher goes away, the Astros probably never feel that difference. I mean, realistically, they don't. So, and if he has success there, good for him. Hopefully it doesn't matter because you got yourself a ring out of it. I mean, that's why buyers become buyers at the deadline and sellers become sellers.
And you're in a good spot because you do have a top 10 minor league system. And certainly they're every ranking, they're around 8 to 11. That's a good place to be when you're in this situation because, yeah, that's why you have a good system, not just to develop your own players, but to make moves like this, yes, when you can.
And especially when your big club is in the position the Astros are. Once your major league team is really good, you've got to look at your minor league system as basically usable parts,
right,
to make your big league team better. And unless Kyle Tucker or Derek Fisher can help this team right now make it to the World Series, I don't care if they're here or not. I mean, sure, it suck if Corpus Christi doesn't win the championship in Double-A? Yeah, that would suck, man. But that's not the goal.
And I do think Fisher intrigues me because I think he's pretty close to being ready right now.
Could be.
And if you have another...
But where are you going
to
play him?
Now, that's say, if you have another injury, that's a good guy to have around to bring up. But... If I can get a pitcher.
But right now, realistically, right now, Fred, you've already got guys who have been hitting pretty well that you don't even have enough at bats for. You know, Aoki hardly plays. Mariznick hardly plays. You've got guys.
Nestor says, would getting Verlander keep them from being able to extend our core? If so, I'll pass. Our guys need extensions. They don't need them for a couple of years, and Verlander's deal's only 3 years. And by the way, one of those years is this year, which is almost done with. So his contract will be up about when you're having to extend all these guys. So, no, it won't be an issue. And, yeah, but it's Jim Crane's money. I'll spend it. I mean.
It's easy for us.
We can sit here and say, oh, yeah, go get Justin Verlander because you paid $28 million that last year. And expect the Tigers to take some of that money on. But it's his money. We'll see if he does it. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I don't know what's worth fighting for, why I have to scream. I don't know why I instigate and say what I don't mean. I don't know how I got this way. I'll never be alright, so I'm breaking the habit. I'm breaking the habit. Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.